Wonder why my brain's got a damage in the gray. Matter fucking up my way, pattern fucking up my day. Wonder why my brain's got a jumping from. Hello, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's 2 p.m. and it's a Thursday. It's the last Thursday of the month, so Panacea is back. Today is like actually my 1 month anniversary of the show, so I made myself a cake, and I'm here with Rex, Dre, and Seb because they were my first guests on the show, and so we're having them back for the second year, and we're gonna do like where's the band at now? Woo! So. Yeah, but it's been a chaotic start in the morning, so let's begin with a song or two. This is untitled How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. And then Rex requested I'm gonna miss her.
I'm gonna miss her.
I'm gonna miss her by Brad Paisley. So here we go.
Already got me right where you want me, baby.
afraid and full of fear. So glad you saved me, dear. Drowning in the sea of love, going down for the third time. You came and saved me, dear.
Saved me, dear.
All the sweet things you've been doing, I ain't never been used to them. Don't ever stop them, dear.
Stop them, dear.
Oh, I'm thankful every day,
ooh,
all that you came away.
Ooh,
and I'm gonna make sure,
ooh,
that you know.
Okay, hi. We're here with Meerkat. I can hear you're chewing.
So. I know. Awkward.
I made cake today. Did I already say that? I made cake because we're celebrating 1 year, but we're also celebrating Meerkat's first ticketed show. Woo!
Let's go.
Do you guys want to say hi and like introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Dre. I go here to McGill. I'm friends with the lovely Michelle, our host. And, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sebastian, and I also...
The same. Oh, maybe, like, say what instrument you play.
Oh, I play guitar.
What kind of guitar?
All kinds.
Wow.
Yeah. So wide variety. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Seb.
I sing, and I also play guitar.
I'm Rex, I play drums.
Woo!
And have a good time.
And we're missing Luca today, and he plays the bass. So how was your show yesterday? They had a show yesterday.
It's very good. Yeah.
Pretty good turnout. We were quite surprised.
Yeah. No. Had a good night. Had a good show. The people were loving it.
They're eating it up.
As they do.
Guys, Rex really likes to take his shirt off during the show. So
Shirt stayed on last night.
Well, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I
kept it on.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the winter, though.
It's winter. I've got, like, some blubber going on right now, so I'm hibernating.
What songs did you guys play?
We played seven songs.
Yeah, I think so.
Psycho Six, Killer?
We did. We did actually eight songs. We did seven original songs and one cover that was Psycho Killer.
Wait, what songs did you guys play?
Well... By name,
yeah.
No one would know any of them.
I know, but you should talk about them and then explain them for the people.
So, they are songs that we have. One of them is called Not the Devil Yet, and it sounds like... And then the next one was Talking Through a Smile, mm-hmm. which is a song.
It kind of goes like...
That's exactly how it goes, actually.
That's exactly how it goes, actually.
Yeah.
And that one is our second single.
So, okay, do you want to talk about that song? Like, what's your favorite song?
Ooh.
And why?
That's a good question.
Recently, stocks have been up on Funeral of Thought, which is a slower song of ours. We all like playing it because it's a bit refreshing. We haven't recorded it yet, so it's still in its prepubescent slaying rebellion era.
Did you say slaying rebellion era? Okay.
That just came to me.
I like that word.
Thanks.
Why is it refreshing?
Because when we record a song, it kind of gets a little stiff in a good way, as it means like we know what we're doing, but there's not really the freedom of, you know.
It's a lot of room for experimentation with it, because it's such an abstract song for us to play.
That's really exciting.
With our other ones, I'd say. Yeah.
Because there's more, like, does everyone get, like, a little improv solo moment?
Not really at all, but...
No. Perfect.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not a drummer, man. I can't.
Rex is always harping on his own drumming.
Rex, you can't be down on yourself.
No, I'm up on myself. I'm down on my drumming skills.
Ah.
Yeah, but I'm up on... It's my year.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm Woo! Coming.
Yeah.
No more grumps.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like the point, or what we I feel like what would be interesting to talk about is like where have we been, what have we been doing the last year, and what exciting things are coming, and like future directions past where you've stepped in the past.
We finally got some music out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone go check that out. You missed it. We are Meerkat, M-E-R-E-K-A-T.
They're merely
misspelled because we're weird and cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, check us out on Spotify. We got a song out in August, song out in November, working on another one coming out February 9th. Our next single's out, and then longer project in the works, but we're slow and lazy and don't have a lot of money.
And good things take time. And good things take time.
Yeah, but we're also just lazy. Like it'll happen, but that's probably in the summer.
What's coming out on February 9th?
A new song called Come Up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, featuring a lot of our friends singing backing vocals. So that's fun.
Yeah, that is really
including
cool.
Including the yours truly host.
Including
of the show.
Me. You can hear my beautiful voice. Yeah. Okay, when you like write songs, how do you write them all together? Or does someone come up with the lyrics first? Or like do you come up with the melody first or the beat? I have no idea what the process happens.
Well, it always sort of depends, but Come Up was a weird mix of a lot of different ideas. The original idea I made like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another part, and then it just all sort of stuck together, and then boom.
So do you tend to reuse things or like look back on other melodies or lyrics that you've used before and or written before but haven't used yet?
Well, sometimes there's like stuff that I don't have a purpose for, but I always, like, it sticks in my head for, like, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's nice, but I don't know where to put it. And then magically...
It just happens.
It's in the key of E-flat, and you can just throw it in, and then it's beautiful.
And you toss it in there.
It also helps, like, I think... How many memos, voice memos are you at?
True, like 2,000 voice memos.
Yeah, like the voice memos are...
It's a stack.
Crazy.
Do you like label them? Do you name them?
I can pull up some of my best labels.
Okay. Do you sing them in them? Or do you words in them?
I do. Oh, that one's funny. In the Sun Life, work on urgent 240. McGill Pizza, demo 232, banger melody, Virgo Jizz. Maybe I... Yeah, Virgo Jizz has to be the best one.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know what it is, but that's the name of the... That's the name of the...
The thing? You have that the voice memo...
Yeah.
Or the melody, do you then write the words?
Typically. Sometimes it all just comes at once, or sometimes it's two separate. Sometimes I mutter shit, and then sometimes I say, like, bars, like sometimes I'm like spinning and then
like you're freestyling.
I'm freestyling, and then I keep some of the freestyle, and then sometimes I listen back and I put on words that sound similar to the nonsense that I said.
Right.
He doesn't know the lyrics to our song. He's saying this like he knows.
You're spreading only lies.
No, no, no. Some of our songs.
I don't know the lyrics to Stolen Dance and that stuff.
No, no, no. It's, I'm not. No, this isn't a bad thing. But you go up on stage sometimes and you're not sure what the next verse is going to be.
Oh, that's true. I do improvise. Yeah. That is true. But yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. It's impressive.
I take back my unleashing of rage.
That's like Edward, you know, that's like you just keep the same flow and prose, but different words. I read this book by Edward Proust, analyzing Edward Proust recently, and I feel like I write like him, by the way, just so everyone knows. We have the same writing process.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so then where does the melody come in? Like, do you just strum, Dre?
I mean, like... Usually we'll be sitting around the living room.
Tell us about your morning routine.
Well, we can go one by one. I think we have pretty different.
Okay.
Usually I wake up. I try to have some yogurt. You know, sometimes I get fruit at Metro, but it's usually too expensive. So just plain yogurt. And then I go to class. And then I come back, say good morning to Seb.
if I'm awake,
and yeah, that'll be my morning.
I know your hungover morning routine.
My hungover morning routine.
Mm-hmm. Are those different?
Very. What do you guys do?
Same for me.
Depends on the day. I don't know if I'm at liberty to say exactly what I do in case I run for president one day.
And you play music.
Yeah,
classical typically. Music. If you're cleaning, sometimes other music.
Perhaps.
And you sit down on the couch.
Definitely.
Play the guitar, both of you, for hours. And then you start cooking, and then Tebow emerges, and he's like, food, yummy.
Exactly. Quite exactly.
Casa del Mar.
Yeah.
And so do you come up with a lot of melodies for your songs just like that, kind of when you guys are together?
Yeah.
So you get them out.
Yeah.
Rex, what's your music process?
It doesn't happen in the morning, I'm not going to lie.
That's so fair.
Yeah, man, I kind of just show up to practice, and they'll play something, and it's kind of my job to figure out. To be fair, you know what, honestly, our musical process is they come up with ideas, and I slowly shoot them down until we have something good. That's honestly what happens. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
It's an important process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yeah, and then add the drums and whatnot. But yeah, I don't get out of bed in the morning and play drums.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
I feel like also it's harder to play drums because it's super loud.
Yeah. We had a kit in the apartment for a while, and then my landlord told me to fuck off, and so now we don't.
Wait, is it gone now?
Yeah. Well, it's in now it's in their apartment.
It's in our music room. We have a music room in our apartment.
Do you?
Where we play music. Not really. It's just
it's our studio.
It's our studio.
But and you play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you want to... Okay. We're going to play Come Up. Their new song. But do you want to talk about it first?
No.
You don't? Okay, so we're not going to talk about Come Up. This is their new song, Come Up. And it's coming out February 9th.
Yeah.
And it's super awesome. Listen for my voice. Yay.
Why am I alone tonight? I see you standing. Making me feel oh so great, but I should have known. No, I will never beat this low. But why don't you come to me and see me?
So sorry about that.
Why am I alone? Tonight I see you standing in the rain, making me feel oh so great, but I should have known. No, I will never beat this low. But why don't you come to me and see me every other day? Was hoping that you'd say my name. Should have known. No, I will never be.
Don't ask. Because
we're discussing it now.
No, you don't want to know what he just said.
No, 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 no.
Okay. No, definitely not.
That was the first time I've actually heard that song all the way through. And it sounds really epic.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Thanks. Awesome. I sound so good in it.
Wow. Can hear you really front and center.
Yeah. You want it up more?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I think that's mine.
That didn't do anything to
me. So sorry.
My ears.
Whoa. That was so loud.
Sorry, we're adjusting. We're adjusting stuff.
Wait.
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself.
It's fine. Like, it's just the microphone.
True. Wait, okay. But I think you just turned mine all the way down.
Did
wait,
I?
What? Which one are you?
I think
are
we it's on the air first right? one. No, that's oh, not mine. That's not mine.
Bro, okay, you actually got to sort it out.
Okay,
what, I think mine is number
what
three.
What number headphones
three.
Are you wearing?
Seb's number three.
No, because I just turned three in Rex.
Okay, wait.
They might be plugged
five,
in wrong.
I'm number five.
Number five.
No, I'm five.
No, he's
bro.
Five.
Oh, I'm five. Oh,
God. I'm so sorry oh, about that.
My heart.
Okay. Chaos okay. has a bound.
Yeah,
a
we're back. We're back.
Bro.
That's good. That's perfect.
Oh, everyone's just tinkering with the knobs now.
That's what we do.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hot. Wait, you just turned mine. Oh, wait.
This
no.
is a near Joe, death Joe, experience.
Joe. Whatever, actually,
it's good.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. How many people does it take to turn a knob? Okay.
Three.
Four.
Four. Four.
So.
Five.
Since last year, how do you think your music has evolved since you started performing, or has it at all?
I think
oh, we're less shit for sure.
I think we've drastically improved personally.
Yeah.
Our songwriting skills have gotten a lot better. And I think the only way is up.
Some could say we're coming up.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Whoa.
Nice one.
I have nothing to add to that.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so since you like obviously all spend a lot of time together and write songs together and like make music together. How do you handle creative differences between the band?
We yell at each other.
We duke it out.
Yeah, we have a beer and we figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really have like, we actually don't have that many creative differences. Like we've never been like writing a song and like one person loves it and the other one hates it. Like that's just never happened. We'll either collectively like it or collectively hate it, or we'll have like small differences like, like edits and stuff, but we've never like we don't fight about music. We fight about like, everything like the bank else. Account and like emails, and like who forgot to respond on Instagram.
Yeah,
so it's always Dre.
What? That is such cap. All right, we should talk about it, social media though.
Yeah,
and its effect on
people. On music
and
music. Yeah.
Okay, I see. You sound like you have thoughts already, ready, fired up.
Oh,
to
I
say.
Don't. I just. Thought it was a great topic to go on.
Well, then you have to say something about it.
Well, I feel like with the when thinking about like the future of music, also especially with like changes to technology and how people consume music and like their attention span, I think it's like interesting to think about where you think that's going and how do you think that'll affect live music, especially.
Well, I think it's a bit frustrating how music is consumed nowadays because you have to make a song that can be captivating in like 15 seconds, which is kind of hard if you have a, you know, a good 3.5 minute song to communicate that entire thing. So you definitely like popular songs now are, I would say, a lot different than they used to be, obviously, but I don't know. Seb has some strong opinions about modern music.
Way to put me on the spot, man. I don't know. I think live music should be revived.
I agree.
And hopefully that shall happen.
I went to this jazz bar in Toronto for the first time, and I like usually hate Toronto. I like find it to be, I don't know, I just don't like it. I think it's also because I grew up there, but I think this winter break I had like the first time being in Toronto where I had less hate. I don't have any love for Toronto, but I definitely have less hate for Toronto. And one of the reasons, cause I went to this jazz bar and it was so nice. And I was sitting there being like, and the lead singer and trumpeter of the band was telling us that she just got engaged and it was so exciting and everyone was so excited for her. And her fiance was sitting right there at the table, like watching her and like dancing. And it was so cute. And I was like, I just feel like we should have more live music, because also it gives like so much more of an opportunity to like add variation to your songs instead of just creating like cookie cutter, like C major chord progression, like for the masses sort of thing. And I think, yeah, I agree with that sentiment a lot.
Yeah, no, live music's dying, and it's really sad. Music's never been less valuable than it is today, and that sucks, because people don't go out and support small bands anymore. They don't go out around the corner and see who's playing, and it's hard to make it in music if no one does that without going viral on TikTok, and that's a shitty way to make it. So
yeah,
that's my two cents. Well,
I think it's also a bit different because it's so easy. Like, the barrier to entry in music is very low now because you can just make everything on your computer.
Right.
But you have people making, you know, like really good songs at home, but they don't have a band to perform it with.
Right.
So you lose that contribution to the live music pool.
That is true.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes the way that you make music or approach music now? Like, are you conscious of that, or does it not change the fact that, I don't know, does not change the process or your mindset about it?
I mean, it certainly gives you more tools to use, which makes making songs a lot easier, I'd say. Or you can make them in different ways. Yeah, so it's not necessarily like a totally bad thing. But yeah, it has its pros and cons.
And like, important to find a balance between the two.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys brought your guitars.
Yes.
Are you going to play something for us?
Sure.
We could, yeah.
We could do that.
I think so. What do you want to hear?
Anything.
Anything?
Surprise us.
Okay.
All right, well.
Okay. Could you turn up my headphones or whatever?
Okay.
Or
if it's what the mic or is it?
5. Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
Okay, I'm turning Rex's all the way down.
Well, my headphones.
No, you're...
No, I've got ad-libs.
Oh.
Am I muted? Oh, no, I'm not muted. Which I thought I was muted. Okay.
No. That's the one I don't have.
Yeah, you guys need to put the... You guys have to put the mic closer.
Yeah. Sure, I'll put it somewhere. I'll do...
Yeah, it's much better, yeah.
That I'm wrong, but I got what you need. Thought of you all the time. Put your hands in mine. Sort of think it's okay, but I got what you need. I know. I think it's hard to up your sleeve. Don't you stay now. I think I'm losing weight. If I should feel the way I do, why do you feel so great? Go away now. I see you on my walls. I can't escape the way you time I wake up at your window, wondering if I was all alone. How the day I see when no one try to let you, and how the words I ever meant to know that I know. I think it's hard to leave when you go. The rest is up your sleeve. Just
What song is that?
It does not have a name.
It's an unnamed song?
Unnamed.
Whoa. Do you have like a lot of songs that are sort of like up your belt, but you just haven't released yet?
Yeah. Kinda. Four. Like, we have like a bunch of songs. Some of them are varying stages of like...
Doneness.
Like doneness, yeah. Some are like a blue steak and some are like a well done.
Nice. What's your favorite of the four that you don't have out yet?
Funeral of Thought.
Yeah.
No.
That's.
Yeah. Were you gonna say something different?
Honestly, I really like that one.
Yeah, that one's good. Funeral of Thought's goaded though. It's good. We'll get it out to the people as soon as we can.
The people need it.
Yeah.
Does your family and or your friends? Play a role in like influencing or inspiring your music? Like, do you find that it's helpful to, think of them or have them around?
Yeah,
or is it sort of like a you guys thing and then they can just listen?
I mean, considering we had 20 of our friends on our last song, I think it means a lot to us.
Definitely.
It has to. That's, or else you've got nothing to write about.
Yeah, it's like life and friends and family are part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and music is.
I have one funny story. Shout out Dylan.
Okay.
So one Dylan. Time, Dylan is my roommate and dear friend, and TikTok manager of the band.
Yes.
And as of yesterday,
unofficial second emperor.
Unofficial.
Of the Roman
well,
Empire.
It's not out there.
So sorry.
I don't know.
I've already had to.
On, but just a little blip of the mind. We said nothing about Roman emperors.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, right, no. It was just...
That just... Yeah. I was just hallucinating. Right.
I think so.
But what I was going to say... Wow. Is... Forget what I was going to say. There's a lyric he was telling me. He was, like, depressed going on the New York subway at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
every morning this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that evoked a strong idea in my brain, and then I made a lyric that like references that.
What is that? Or is it a secret? Is it a secret?
No, it's in it's in the song Funeral of Thought. It's I'll catch the early train another day. I don't know. Just a line.
That line is because Dylan took the subway to work. I thought it was about like
simple.
Being heartbroken because Dylan didn't want to go to work.
It's you're too simple for this stuff, man.
Dylan was walrusing.
See, like, sometimes you think lyrics mean one thing, and really
always.
They just mean the most silliest things.
I mean,
ever.
Yeah, it's not about like it's the idea of he. His thing made me think of a train, and then I tried to make it an image of a train,
mm-hmm.
Because I think trains
I think
are actually
he, I think
quite,
he did that.
It was pretty deep,
well,
dude.
Quite
mm-hmm.
a poetic thing.
So you try to draw with your words? Like, you're trying to make them more imagery vibes?
My method is, like, a collage of things. That's how I kind of like to think of it, like, throwing shit at a wall.
He's a painter.
He's a painter.
Throwing shit
his
at
words.
A wall, and then, but, like...
Spaghetti.
The, spaghetti, and then that like makes an image of like spaghetti, and then you're like, huh, whose dinner was that? You know,
I think you lost me the analogy, but I guess that kind of makes sense. I lost
myself as well.
No.
Does everyone write lyrics?
No. No.
I feel like
I have one claim to fame.
True. Which one?
Come Up. That's the only claim to fame I have.
Grace, to be fair, I coined the phrase "Not the Devil Yet." I did coin
you
that.
Did,
yeah.
You did also.
So. We'll like say something, but like we're not gonna write lyrics for like it's writing lyrics for someone else. I find like the whole like songwriting industry really funny, where it's like you like write a song for someone else to perform. I don't know, like that's Seb's thing. Like it's not my voice. It's not my story.
If Seb is gonna sing them, he has to connect with them. So I think he has to write them.
I think that's I feel like that's a really good way of looking on it. Like everyone plays their part in this little chef.
This ecosystem.
Sure, it's all about
this
ecosystem. It's all about cooking.
Exactly.
That was really deep, dude.
Dude, it's so deep.
How do you like decide when a song is finished or not? Because I know that like sometimes you can just I know that I find a lot of difficulty figuring out when things are finished because I always like I'm like, oh, I can continue working on it.
Well, a song is never really finished.
It's just of course.
As we've learned, I know I am a bit of a perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it gets in the way of getting a song done, which Rex especially does not.
No, I don't dislike it. But okay, context. We always record a song in like 2 days.
Okay.
All the tracking is done quickly because it doesn't take that long. After that, there's a lot of mixing, adding little things like decorating the song.
Yeah.
Our last song, we recorded it in November, like towards the end of November. And we had a almost done mix by the time finals were happening. Dre's been a little bit MIA in the chat because he has finals.
I was busy.
Then we spent the next 3 weeks doing Dre's edits. That's the context behind this. The song sounds awesome, but it took a while to get it out.
Wait, which song?
Come Up.
Mm.
It was supposed to be out on Christmas.
Yeah.
It's now coming out February 9th.
Because it's a re-recorder? It.
No, because it was Dre would get on the chat and we like our producer would do a whole mix. And Dre would say, oh, like actually, could you just change that guitar buzz at like 2 minutes and 52 seconds to like a slightly smaller buzz? And then it's like, okay, yeah, we do that. Like, great, okay, it's done. And then 10 minutes later, his little emoji pops up in the chat. Actually, can we like change this, change that? And this went on for 3 weeks.
I think I spent over 24 hours listening to that song, and every time I would find something new.
Literally, I found something. I was like, Dre didn't even notice it. I found an issue. I was like, oh, like, I don't know about this, but then I was like, actually, I don't care. Like, it sounds fine to me. But then Dre was like, no, like, now you've told me I have to have it changed. Like,
that's how it goes.
But is it now satisfying to you? Like, there's nothing wrong when you listen to it?
There's always things you can change, but we're happy with it.
Yeah, it's sufficient.
Because I feel like it's subjective to a certain point.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to it and you don't notice, if nothing
pops out,
punches
at you
in the face from the song, then
nothing
it's
punched
okay.
me. Maybe like slight taps, but
slight taps.
There's been no punching.
We're gonna have to take it down.
Yeah, but it'll keep evolving.
Yeah, it's coming out in April.
Yeah,
2025.
Okay. Are you going to play another song for us?
Sure.
Sure.
Do Funeral of Thought.
Yeah, sure.
Yay!
It won't sound as cool without my pedals.
Okay. That's right. Looking by the footsteps.
Took the train. It's
not the song, by the way.
Oh, man.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's...
It's not ready yet.
Okay.
Don't call it fools, they're conversating.
feel like I've heard that before.
We've played it.
We've played it live.
Played it live.
Quite a bit. Okay, yeah.
It's a good song, man.
It's a really good song.
It's really good with drums. You should hear the drums.
How does, like, because that's like, that is a slower song, actually. I do really like it. Who's, like, your biggest inspiration in terms of, like, other artists and when you're making your music?
Don't say it.
No, there's a lot, to be real.
Or slash, like.
But.
Well. Seb has to be Julian, surely.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, one of them.
We get compared to the Strokes a lot. We're trying to not compare ourselves to the Strokes anymore.
I think that song, though, is not a bit that.
The ending is.
The ending is.
The ending's very strange. No, it's a good comparison. Like, we'll always take it, but it, I don't know. It's literally always the same. Oh, right. My God, you guys sound like the Strokes.
But you guys aren't the Strokes. You're Meerkat.
Exactly. No. I mean, I would be the Strokes if I could, but we're not, so.
No, definitely not. I know. I like Cage the Elephant a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, facts.
Fucking massive fan of theirs.
I'm hoping they come to Oshiega this summer, man.
Just
dropped a new single.
Awesome.
They're popping up on festival.
Their new single, though, have you listened to it?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
It just sounds too similar to their old stuff.
Well, it's the same band.
No, I know, but like, the melodies, so, I don't know. It sounded a bit uninspired.
I also think it's good. We also have very different musical upbringings, which I think is good, because when you all come from the exact same things you listen to, you end up actually sounding like something that's already been done before. Like, right. I grew up listening to, so I don't know, I'm from, like,
where are you from?
Rural, like the West. Like, I grew up listening to like country and blues and like totally different. Then, you know, Seb's got his urban rock thing with the Strokes and all that. But no, but seriously, it's
urban
good to have
rock.
Like, yeah, that's how I would describe it, man.
Yeah. I didn't even listen to my own music until I was in like 10th grade.
What do you mean your own
music? What do you mean?
Yeah. I didn't have Spotify or like any music
you
on
just
my cellular
lived
device.
Life like raw dogging life
kind of raw
dude I used to have CDs, man. I had like Gangnam Style on a CD. It was awesome. Yeah,
throwback. Damn,
yeah,
those were the days.
The first CD I ever had was like Mamma Mia or Adele. I think it was Adele.
Hello.
Her Hello. New album, her first album.
What was that, like 19, 20? I don't know the numbers.
19. I think.
When did I Set Fire to the Rain come out?
I think that was 21, 20?
20? 20? 20?
20?
No, like her album.
Each album
is
her age.
Her albums are her age.
Oh, that's fuck. That's
yeah, I don't know what, I don't know, I have no idea what year it was.
I have to hit.
What, was that a big song for you?
No, I just remember this girl in my elementary school saying it.
Oh.
Everyone was like, oh, wow, that was a good Adele song. And I was like,
did you
oh.
have a crush on her?
No. Well, after she sang that song, maybe. But
well, she's, yeah. she's
it sounded
to
awesome.
Fire in your loins.
Yeah. Those lingering elementary school crushes.
Oh, God.
Everyone has one. Everyone's got one.
Yeah. I think I do, too.
Yeah. What was yours, Rex?
Say their name, full name.
No, I'm not to. No. To be fair, she was older. I was a bit of a go-getter.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't think she would know my name.
maybe she's
Bless
listening
you.
To this.
Thanks. What'd you say?
Maybe she's listening to this.
No, she's not. Like, she's definitely not. She's on to bigger and better things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Well, we don't even. I'm not going to say anything about her.
Yeah, no.
She's okay. In the past.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What's exciting that's coming up in the future? What should we be looking out for?
We'll be Feb 9.
Feb 9. That's my sister's birthday. I didn't even realize that until now.
Well,
we made this song for your sister, actually.
She's turning double digits this year.
Yeah, hopefully Spotify likes it. Hopefully we get some good playlist placement. If we don't, we'll just retire.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So either they're going to do great or they're going to retire.
Pretty
no,
much.
No. We'll keep kicking. I don't know. We'll be playing shows in the spring. We're definitely going to be playing shows in May. We don't have any shows on the docket soon, but there'll be a few popping up.
When it thaws.
Follow us on Instagram. Literally all of our stuff's on Instagram
@meerkat.tv. And what keeps you like motivated about continuing to create?
So what else am I going to do? Work a desk job?
It's very fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, music is kind of lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just be playing and then come up with a banger. And
yeah.
Then you have
best
a
job
whole
ever.
New song. And then it's exciting. The prospect of greatness.
I also feel like it's exciting, like, creating with your friends, too.
It is.
Um, versus being like a solo musician. Like,
yeah,
I think it's a big different experience.
I get a bit lonely.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
That would actually be brutal. World tour, but you're just
solo.
Alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber. Okay. Do you guys want to close this out with a song too?
Sure.
This is your like part of your hungover morning routine.
True.
So,
which song? Come up. Acoustic.
We could just do an acoustic version of it. We
could.
I mean, or not.
I'll sing. I'll sing on the come up part.
What me and Rex will sing. Or another one.
Yeah. But what else do we?
Talking through smile.
We also just play talking through smile on like the actual recording.
Yeah, not the dev. Slow. Not the W.
Nah. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
93.fm. Turn down on the telephone. They said you got it all, but there's no one home. As long as you sleep, it's so clear in the night. Uncle Sam is out looking for a fight. Wanna close an eye, but you don't know why. Needle in the back of his camel eye. Sipping it down, walking around. But I won't stop, won't wait. Drink a water. How can I expect that you would see my love between the things? You never look at me. And how can I expect that you would care? When in my head I know my heart was never there. Baby, you're so cold. What you said, I don't know. The papers don't fold. I'm not the devil yet, but I'm close.
No, no further.
I'm not the devil yet, but I am. Simmer down, never wanted a sound. But you do, cause the life out of town. Every second from miles away. Feels like a minute on the clock. Let me take you for a ride. I love it when you look so fine. I love it when you take your time. That's the way you do it in the mirror. Smack it down, scale it around. Last all night, cause that's the way you move. All my love between the things I know that I got all. And how can I expect that you would care? When in my head I know my heart was never there.
Calls I, cause that's the way you move. Cause when you see me, I know I'm not home. Baby, what you sell it to? Sally.
All right. That was Meerkat on Voices of Montreal, Panacea. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Regimore is now going to play us some awesome, super fun beats. So stay tuned for that.